Somewhere along the way, we all were artists. Everyone picked up crayons or chalk, and as toddlers and as school children, we all drew. We drew in elementary school. We drew in middle school. We drew in high school. But college, well, few of us kept sketching into college and then into adulthood. Somewhere, we just stopped. And that's a pity, says our resident radio cartoonist and children's author, Mo Willems. He's obsessed with why adults don't draw, and he wants to do something about it. And he's here with us now to tell us what that something is. Hello, Mo.
Hi, how are you?
Always good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure. You know, one of the interesting things about cartooning and doodling and drawing is that people stop, I think, when they decide that they're not good at it. And I think that that's a shame. You know, nobody stops playing basketball once they realize they're not going to become a professional. And the same thing should apply to cartooning. And essentially, anyone can draw. All you have to do in order to draw a cartoon is know how to write your name. Because your name is a series of letters in the right order, and a cartoon is a series of shapes in the right order.
But where do people get those messages? You say that they stop when they realize that they're not good at it.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's considered a feat. One of the great things about drawing, and particularly cartooning, is, A, it doesn't have to be realistic. So there is no wrong drawing. And ultimately, what drawing is and why it's important is that it is a form of physicalized empathy. When you are drawing, you're thinking about the character you're drawing. And by thinking about that character, you start to empathize with that character. And frankly, if there's anything that we need in this world, would be, you know, everybody sitting down for 5-10 minutes a day and empathizing.
You know, I knew I was going to talk to you, and we started thinking about this here at All Things Considered, this notion that people stop drawing once they hit adulthood, and we realized that that's not always been the case, that great explorers, great inventors sketch. They captured their thought process, not just in narrative that they, you know, in the diaries that they wrote. They actually drew all the time.
And that's a wonderful thing. You know, if you look at the Victorians, Sir Richard Burton, who was, a great explorer, people commented on how much he had traveled and all the things that he had seen. But he drew everything that he saw. And I think back then people drew more often. And nobody really remarked, like, hey, this guy's a really great draftsman, you know. And I think this is what happens. Often I talk to teachers and the teachers say, yeah, we're really trying to get our kids to draw. And I say, okay, we're all going to learn how to draw one of my characters. And half the teachers don't do it. Well, now the kids realize that this is just a baby activity. But if adults are sitting around drawing, kids will realize that this is real. And one of the things that we do as a family is we have a lot of family draws where we take a giant piece of paper and a bunch of pens and we just sit down and we come up with a theme, monsters waiting for the bus. And everybody starts drawing. And by the end of the drawing, you don't know whose drawing is whose.
So it's really important that children see not just their teachers and their instructors draw. They need to see mom and dad, the adults in their life, drawing too.
You know, I think parents forget that they actually are cool to their kids. And if your kid comes home from school and you say, I'll be right with you, I'm just finishing a doodle, the kid's going to go, dude, I want to do that too. Now, I've taken it to an extreme. We painted the walls of our dining room with chalkboard paint. And we just make giant murals at dinner, and those then become our walls for a couple of weeks.
Do the guests get in on this?
Oh, totally, totally. That's what dinner parties are about, you know.
I'll be looking for an invitation. That sounds like a lot of fun.
All you need is some chalk and a couple bottles of wine, and everybody's a cartoonist. And here, I'll give you sort of a way to get started, because people often say, well, how do I start? And Michelle, I'm going to ask you to do this.
Oh, you have a mission for me.
I have a mission for you. Let's have you draw a portrait of your favorite stuffed animal.
My favorite stuffed animal is also a character from my favorite book when I was a kid. I just had a thing about Curious George.
Awesome.
So I'm going to try to draw a little monkey, I guess.
Yeah.
He has a really big nose.
Is this bringing you back?
It is.
Is this bringing you back to your relationship with this thing?
It's making me happy. It's making me also think of the man with the yellow hat.
I would love to have you guys post it online. I'd love to be able to see your drawing. And I'd love to have members of the audience do the same and enjoy drawing and cartooning and take a little trip back in time.
That's a great idea. How could we say no?
I don't know how you could say no. I hope that you won't.
Mo, it's always good to talk to you. Happy drawing.
Thank you. Be well.
It's Mo Willems. He's our radio cartoonist and a children's author. His books include Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed. My drawing of Curious George and my drawing of Mo are at our website, npr.org. There you will also find tips from Mo Willems for sketching.